You must be delighted. You know, you nearly blew it at times. It was obvious during the game you were the better team.
We were the better
team. To be leading 4-2 at half time.
Yeah, we
probably
should have been 7 or 8 half time, realistically. Yeah. We took a few wrong options, but listen, before we start, Ant, I want to credit New Ross, Brendan Kelly there. They've had the pitch absolutely sparkling for us here today, and Billy Cullen there does a lot of work behind the scenes.
After all the rain. Yeah.
Bent over backwards for us, the locals. Fantastic that, and I just see on the Twitter there, PJ will tell you, Mon, Camrys, Horsewood, everyone getting behind the Ross district in the thing today, and it's just fantastic for us. At the end of the day, I said it to PJ in the interview 2 years ago, the Martins behus, and Peppy a pint, should have won it. Come on, them won the junior last year under pressure to be at Monaghan gear. This year then we're nearly gone out of it. The Volunteers best the first day and we're under big pressure in the markets. We turned it around and bet him, and here we are now. I had great faith we could make the breakthrough that we could go, and I even said after the county final I wouldn't finish yet. At the end of the day, this is junior football team, and I think this team is capable of playing to next level, like.
No question about that. No, you have some, as you say, it's junior, but you have seriously talented.
We have a seriously very young team now. We've kind of two groups, and one group said Danny Carroll's not them, where PJ had that group, and then I had another group. There must be 8 or 9 of them, say, across the panel. You know, it's unusual to get kind of two, and then there's a few dotted in. It's kind of two teams that had to be a success under age and after coming together. And then you have the Goose come on there, sure, 50 years of age, wing back, absolutely flying.
Yeah, that's he was a bit unkind of.
A week there over in Lanzarote, he came back for the better.
To recover.
Anyway, yeah, to recover after the county final, yeah. No, but we're delighted. Listen, we're off to Navan in 2 weeks' time. I presume it's now we're playing the Meath champion, so I think it's an away venue. So yeah. I'm sure it's in Navan. So listen, we're just going to look forward to that little small club here. We're not, you know, we haven't won a whole lot. We haven't got a whole lot of titles to our name.
We're going to hopefully aim for one better now the next day.
Shannon Bridge drew level in the second half, and then you scored as good a goal as you'd see anywhere.
Yeah, I kind of missed it. The match you won, it did, and give it a tie, and Dara finished it.
Matthew made a great run through the middle.
It's kind of some. Yeah, we've been scoring. We only scored one goal today. We scored 5 here again, Clongheen. We opened up that day. It's fantastic goals, but we needed that goal. We're back level. If they had to get a point there, we're under pressure. Like, we kicked a few bad ways after that. It doesn't matter when you win. Everything's fantastic. If you're behind that, everything's a disaster. That's the way sport is, isn't it? It's a long trip back to the Offaly champions today, but we can't worry about them. We're after losing enough over the years now to be worried. We may just worry about ourselves.
Tell me a little bit about the lads working behind the scenes, would you?
I'm sure a fantastic backroom team. Sure, I have Donny Noonan. Sure, he'll tell you himself. Multi senior football title winner with Kyle Nearn, who he keeps reminding us every day about. Actually, John Michael Porter, absolutely fantastic coach. You know, he's doing a lot of training. And early in the year, myself and Donny kind of looked after, and then John Michael comes in. You know, later in the year when his workload is a little less, and he fine tunes it. I haven't gone to one training session with John Michael Porter where the boys did the same thing. Every night has something different, some little tweak, and that's what it means. And then we've Barry, of course, he's fantastic in there. He was giving out to me for not giving a big mention out to Trinity Mohers there last week. He said, so I better give a big mention out to Trinity Mohers there. Barry's behind the scenes. You know, he's fantastic with the players. We've Dennis Corrigan in the physio, and he's an adopted Rathdrow Cushions now man. Now he's good in football knowledge, and he's a huge big thank you to Robbie O'Connor there. He's had a tough week there. Fantastic for him, and fantastic for the club, and everyone. PJ on the Twitter, everyone helps a little bit. It's just a club effort, and it'll have to lift the whole.
And Daniel and Matthew midfield were Danny, keys, aren't they? The two boys.
Shadani is such a big unit, Matthew is just dynamite. So just the work rate he gets through. The amount of work he does, you don't see that. We only see. If you see the stats, the amount of work. But anyway, listen, it's not fair to be naming anyone. You know, the 15 of them, 18 used today. Tell the lads before the match today, they're the luckiest 15 men in the parish, to get them jerseys. There's 15 other lads wanting that jersey so bad, And we've cover everywhere. So we're just delighted, Liam.
Good team.
Yeah, we've
good team. Going to a Leinster final.
I think so, and I'd be aiming. I think they'll make big inroads in intermediate football next year too. They're thereabouts with any of those teams. Obviously we do a lot of hurling too, so that'll be back next year too. They're not that far away in that either. Listen, the future is good. We've good underage setup, so we'll take it from there, Liam.
Well done, James.
All right, thanks
very
much.
Have one or two tonight.
I'll definitely have one or two.
Thanks, James.